You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here with you on ESPN 850 WKNR. Still to come, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That is coming up very, very shortly here with you. Gibbs, you were out there at the off-season workouts, OTAs, and minicamp. So I want you to get in here and answer your view because, you know, you're I got to see it, guy. Well, you saw it. So what do you think?
Was very, very impressed with Josh McCown.
All right, so they're a better team because of what?
Their depth.
I agree with that. That's a very good answer.
I think that they, I was very impressed. I mean, there are going to be some very, very difficult decisions that have to be made as training camp goes through, especially on cutdown times.
And that's the best thing for this team.
I tend to agree. I mean, there were some players put on notice last week. And I felt like that, okay, you know, you've had a couple of years, life's been good. Better have your stuff together come camp.
Exactly. And to expound on that point really quickly is, if they know it's that way this year, it'll be even worse next year and the worst next year. Meaning worse, better for the Browns, meaning it's going to be harder and harder to make this team now that they've got Ray Farmer drafting their mentality of players. Those players are going out and performing well. It's going to be harder for a veteran guy who has just been getting by because they've been a bad football team to make this club.
It's going to be impossible. And you're going to have to be, if you're at the end of the roster, you're going to have to be able to contribute on special teams. It's going to be, a whole different world here. Who's been your favorite rookie and your favorite free agent addition?
Well, I do love Duke Johnson. And I'm anxious. It takes away from our question coming up in hour two. One player looking forward to most seeing once the pads come on, Duke Johnson. I want to see what he can do when they start tackling. You know, when
he's going to make people look foolish.
I think so, but I don't know. I'm not confident yet just because he's not the biggest guy. Does that
Neither
make
is
sense?
Darren Sproles, and he's going on double digits in the NFL.
If we drafted Darren Sproles, I am all in on that. On the defensive side of the ball, I thought the one guy that has looked really, really good is Xavier Cooper.
Yeah. Yes. That first step, he's living up to every speck of that.
He's looked very, very well so far. In terms of the best free agent addition?
Yep.
I tend to lean toward, I think Hartline has shown me something last week. And I spent a lot of time watching Hartline and Dwayne Bowe and those guys. And I know Bowe got a little nicked up at one point. But I wanted to see what those guys had left in the gas tank. That was my big concern, was how much did these guys have left in the tank?
And is it enough for you from what you've seen?
For Hartline, I totally see it. I think Hartline could be a huge help for this football team.
What have you liked about what you've seen from him so far?
The guy finds ways to get open. And I think we have – last year we had problems with guys that just couldn't – it's like an NBA player being able to create your own shot, finding a way to get open when there doesn't seem to be a way to get open. And that's what I think I've seen from Brian Hartline so far that I really like.
Okay.
Dwayne Bowe, I think the verdict's still out. There are moments I think he looks great and moments I'm not sure if I'm watching Austin from a year ago and they're like, just get him to camp and then get him to the season healthy.
Okay.
That's my whole thing. You know, are we using kid gloves on him because we're worried he's going to get hurt?
I think that's fair.
So, a guy who opened my eyes last week at minicamp. Boy, that's a great question. From a defensive side of the football, I'd have to go back and think about that one.
Okay.
Offense or defense? And one word to describe the Browns' offense, how I'm feeling is much – I'm feeling better. I think the offense is better. And I love the fact that we're still not sure where Cam Irving's going to play. And although we think we know where Cam Irving's going to play, we're not 100% sure because of the depth on that offensive line.
Does that concern you?
No.
You
like
that?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
I think that's great. I mean, that just – it seems like Cam Irving's come in and John Greco and Mitchell Schwartz. And I love John Greco. I'm a big Greco guy. And I think Schwartz, is better than people give him credit for.
I do too.
But I was the guy that I kept saying leading up to the draft, I think you still need to address the right side of that line. I still think there's issues. Well, Cam Irving has those two guys playing at a higher elevated level than at any point I think that they played last year. If you hear
so
Josh
competition
McCown,
does.
Yeah, I mean Josh McCown last week singled out John Greco for the play that he's had in OTAs and minicamp. I mean, that tells you something when you got Alex Mack and Joe Thomas and Joel Bitonio, and he singles out John Greco. I mean, if Cam Irving does indeed end up starting at right guard, John Greco's your sixth man. I'll take that all day long.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things this team's building from the inside out. Those lines are in both very, very, very good shape, and they've added depth, et cetera. Now, this is interesting. We told you today tickets went on sale at 10 a.m. today for the Orange and Brown scrimmage. Well, I just went through it. I got a tweet from somebody, and I wanted to check it out for myself from at Michael P. Hartley. Looks like the Brown and Orange scrimmage is sold out on Ticketmaster. Well, I just went to Ticketmaster through ClevelandBrowns.com, tried to get two tickets best available. It said, sorry, no tickets from the venue are available.
So how many
Does
tickets
that mean
were
there's 100,000 people coming? Or do they only put at like 30,000?
I don't know.
We need to find out.
We do.
We do need to.
Because if that's the case, they need to release another 30,000.
I imagine there's going to be a press release that the initial offering was full. So anyway, good stuff there from the Browns. So if you're trying to get that, I will try to get some updates for you on that today on the Orange and Brown scrimmage. I don't know if we'll have it. Might have it tomorrow because most of that group is out of the office today at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, we're joined by Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.